Peggy Peggy featuring Samara Lofa, Hawkins, Riwi McClay and Mara TK. Oh my gosh, star-studded. And we're playing Geneva AM for a very special reason. We're joined by IMNZ board member Dylan. How are you this morning?
Hello there. I'm not the board member of IMNZ, but I am the general manager
of okay.
I do report to a board. And justify my existence on a monthly basis. But yes, we announced mere minutes ago, we announced the finalists for the Tate Music Prize 2026.
Oh, wow. And it's a little bit different this year, right? It's got a new venue.
Yeah, a couple of little changes. We're going to the New Zealand International Convention Centre at the end of April this year. Which is different from our home away from home at the Q Theatre. So we're going to try at this new place, and also we're going to open up the attendance to the ceremony to the general public. We're going to sell tickets for the first time in the 17-year history, and so ticket prices, we've kept them as low as we possibly can at $35 a piece, and that includes a donation to Music Helps as well.
That's not that bad. I'll be heading along.
Same here.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. But anyway, yeah, so there's that. And then, of course, there's the 10 finalists that we're announcing today on this lovely, lovely Monday morning.
Yes. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about them? I'm just looking through the list. And, whoa, my God, what a deserving list.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We had about 85, I think, nominations this year. Mm-hmm. And so the Voting Academy, we've gone out to a wide Voting Academy, and they've managed to sort of whittle it down, as they do every year, to around 9 or 10 finalists. We've landed on 10 this year. It's a broad, list of art history and integrity and genres and amazing music. I'm always kind of astounded about the quality of music coming out in Aotearoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
me too. Honestly, I look around at the local talent and, you know, some shows we don't even have to play international artists. It's all here. It's all home.
That's quite right.
Yeah.
Should we put the listeners out of their misery or assuage their anticipation?
Yes. All right. So, in alphabetical order, would you like me to do the honours?
Oh, go on then.
All righty. We've got Dick Move, Geneva AM, Jasmine Mary, Ma. We've got Marlon Williams, Phoebe Rings, Reb Fountain, Ringlets, Tom Scott, and Womb. Holy moly.
Heck yeah.
Which is a very, very hard decision. There's a judging panel that will decide the ultimate winner. Very hard decision for them to make. But the ultimate recipient will walk away with a cash prize of $12,500, thanks to our founding partner of the Tate Music Prize, Record Music New Zealand. We're also announcing a couple of other awards at the ceremony as well, but we'll press releasing some of the finalists a bit later on.
Oh, exciting. Well, we'll keep our eyes peeled to see more of those finalists getting announced, but this is such a good list. I bet it's a hard decision for all of you to make.
Yeah, cheers, Millie. I facilitate the judging panel, mm-hmm. and I can tell you that there is a lot of robust discussion around the table, it's a thing that's very, very interesting process to have happen, then to be able to sort of gather with our local music community and the ceremony. It's actually just a lovely thing to celebrate the artistic integrity, and just to come together and share in the love and the aroha.
Yeah, beautiful. The Tates is always, I reckon, the best night of the year.
Always
one of them. Yeah.
Oh, thank you for saying so. So I should mention that the tickets are on sale now for indies.co.nz. That's our website, indies.co.nz. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, totally. Hey, we'll see you there, Dylan. And thank you so much for jumping on air with us. I think we should play us out with a bit of Ringlets.
Mm. Oh, go for it.
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you.
All right then, cheerio.
Bye.